Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A Worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS OUT to 30674 now and you could save on your car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Hope you're well. Let's start with the hardest geezer. It's a man called Russ Cook. He started out a journey here in Cape Town, where I am, and became the first person to essentially traverse the entire African continent. He just went out for a little run. He's an amazing athlete who ran the entire length of the African continent.
There have been a few people who've tried to run Africa, but in a very different way. This guy has done it in the most extraordinary way. Yeah. And you just, you look at your own continent, look at any continent, frankly. You're running any continent on Earth. Australia would be the smallest one, I suppose. But to run 16,300 kilometers from Cape Agulhas, is that what it's called? Just south of you? So the very southern tip, anyway, of South Africa, to the very northern tip of Tunisia, and to do it in less than a year, although 352 days, an ultra marathon every single day. He even says he doesn't even like running. He just did it because he was fed up with menial jobs. He was fed up with washing dishes or sweeping streets or whatever. So he thought, do you know what? No one's ever done that. I'll have a go. And he had to adjust his route a couple of times because of issues, shall we say, with border crossings, and going near Mali was a problem at one stage. Anyway, he managed it 352 days to cover 16,300 kilometers. Extraordinary. And he finished it in style. He wanted a daiquiri on the beach, and I believe he duly got his daiquiri on the beach in Tunisia with very sore feet. I'm not sure it's the first thing I'd turn to. But you know what, Lester? I was very proud of cycling London to Brighton, 90 kilometers, because you can see it on a map. You go, oh, I cycled that. Look at the continent, for goodness sake. What are you proud of, Lester, for your endurance, for physical endurance?
I've no response to that. I did absolutely nothing this week, and that would require any form of mental. But that's a very Forrest Gump response. Remember, Forrest Gump was asked, why is he running? Is it for world peace, to end child hunger? And he just said, I just felt like running. And that was was Russ Cook.
It feels a bit like that, yeah.
And then
the hardest geezer, indeed.
And a mega fraud bust. Four European countries have seized millions.
This is one of those amazing coordinated continent-wide police swoops. So here we have officers across Europe seizing luxury flats and villas and Rolex watches and sports cars. 22 alleged fraudsters have been arrested in Italy, Austria, Romania, and Slovakia. Eight of them thought to be ringleaders. They are believed to have embezzled 600 million euros from an Italian COVID recovery fund and then spent it on loot, I mean, on stuff, as well, you know, Cartier jewelry, gold, cryptocurrencies, etc. Police seize luxury cars like a Lamborghini Urus, which I'm not familiar with, but it sounds good, a Porsche Panamera, which I am familiar with, only from pictures, you understand, and an Audi Q8, which is an extraordinary car. I wonder if the police auction will be worth attending for all these things. It's quite a deal to cover those four countries and to have moved in all at the same time, of course. Sometimes the police impress you, don't they?
And then finally, Muhammad Ali's shorts, they're up for a sale and it's attracting big bids.
Yes, the trunks that he wore in the Thriller in Manila fight that he won over Joe Frazier up for auction in the Philippines, it was, of course. Bids at Sotheby's in New York until Friday. So have a look in the account, see if you fancy Ali's iconic white satin shorts, signed by him as well. I don't know if they've been washed. Maybe that makes a difference. Anyway, they were sold after the death of his cornerman, Drew Bundini Brown, in 1988. Then $1,000. Sold again in 2012 for $150,000. Now bids have already gone past $3.8 million. In fact, they reckon the shorts should go for at least $6 million by Friday's close, which is 110 plus million rand. Arguably the greatest heavyweight boxing match ever, the Thriller in Manila, But they are just Everlast shorts, one careful owner, one size fits all. I mean, what would you do with them? Would you dare to... They'll go to a collector, won't they? But if you had them, would you dare to wear them?
No, never, never. I wonder if it could reach the record mark for sports memorabilia. Maradona's Hand of God shirt that he wore in the 82 yeah. Mexico World Cup, that went for 9.2 million US dollars. 3 million short. Muhammad Ali's shorts. I'll ask the bank manager if there's any loan facility that I could access.
It'll be worth more in another 10 years. Exactly. It's an investment, really.
Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow with The Worldview. Stay well.